presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy, June 23, 11:13 America, New York. Support grows among Fed officials for further 0.75 percentage point rate rise. Fed Governors Michelle Bowman and Christopher Waller have indicated backing for more aggressive approach.
New York Times Business.
June 23, 11:05 America, New York. Fed officials pledge unconditional dedication to lowering inflation. Central bankers are taking aggressive action to lower price increases. On Thursday, they signaled a willingness to keep going, despite the economic pain it could cause. Jerome H.
BBC News. Business.
June 23, 10:58 America, New York. Nike to make full exit from Russia. Russia's economic isolation deepens as more Western brands leave the country.
BBC News Business.
June 23, 10:58 America, New York. Nike to make full exit from Russia. Russia's economic isolation deepens as more Western brands leave the country. New York Times Business.
June 23, 10:36 America, New York. FDA orders Juul to stop selling e-cigarettes. The agency ruled against the company's application to stay on the market, a decisive blow to a once popular vaping brand that appealed to teenagers. In its heyday, Juul occupied 75% of the market share and employed 4,000 people.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 23, 10:30 America, New York. Ken Griffin moving Citadel from Chicago to Miami following crime complaints. Billionaire Ken Griffin is relocating his big hedge fund firm Citadel from Chicago to Miami, the third major employer to announce the move of a corporate headquarters from Illinois in the past 2 months.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 23, 10:28 America, New York. Netflix confirms partnership talks for ad-supported service. The streaming company is speaking to multiple potential partners to help it enter the advertising business and may build its own ad business in the future, co-chief executive Ted Sarandis said.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 23, 10:27 America, New York. Biden administration settles student loan fraud claims for more than 200,000 borrowers. Around $6 billion in loans will be immediately forgiven in bid to clear backlog of applications.
BBC News. Business.
June 23, 10:15 America, New York. British Airways Heathrow staff back summer strikes over pay. About 700 workers at Heathrow Airport vote in favor of industrial action during the summer holidays.
BBC News Business. June 23, 10:15 America, New York. British Airways Heathrow staff back summer strikes over pay. About 700 workers at Heathrow Airport vote in favor of industrial action during the summer holidays.
Daily FX Market News. June 23, 10:05 America, New York. U.S. dollar softens after weak U.S. business activity data raises recession odds. U.S. composite PMI falls to 51.2 in June from 53.6 in May, reaching the lowest level in 5 months, a sign that economic activity is slowing rapidly and a recession could be near.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 23, 10 o'clock America, New York. Mortgage rates continue to rise, hitting 5.81%. Some lenders are already quoting rates of 6% or more as rates reach the highest level in more than 13 years for a second straight week.
New York Times Business.
June 23, 9:44 America, New York. Germany raises gas emergency level, warning of a crisis. Germany's economy minister triggered the second stage of an emergency plan a week after Russia cut back on gas to Europe, sending prices soaring and raising fears of shortages.
Daily FX Market News.
June 23, 9:37 America, New York. DAX, Dow and FTSE mixed as global growth signals slow down. Strike 2. Can Fed Chair Powell allay global recession fears?
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 23, 9:30 America, New York. America's cash hoard could cushion a downturn. For all the ominous signs on where the economy is heading, many Americans have something that they usually lack heading into a recession. A lot of cash.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 23, 8:52 America, New York. U.S. jobless claims held near historic lows last week. The labor market remains tight, with new applications for unemployment benefits ticking down last week despite indications of an economic slowdown.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 23, 810 America, New York, Killing a Fifth and Big Bird. Co-blogger Scott Sumner has written an excellent post on how a temporary cut in the federal gasoline tax, from its current 18.4 cents to gallon to zero, will cause the four effects he mentions.
Daily FX Market News.
June 23, 740 America, New York, NZD, USD technical setup. Price action approaches key support. The NZD-USD pair has come under pressure and now trades towards a key long-term pivot point.
Global economy.
June 23, 737 America, New York. Top EU lawmaker calls for hard look at budgeting cycle as crises test block. European Parliament president wants to examine seven-year model as war and inflation height and need for flexibility.
Finance and economics.
June 23, 708 America, New York. The rights and wrongs of investing in natural gas. Should multilateral development banks finance gas projects?
Finance and economics.
June 23, 647 America, New York. After a golden decade, fintech faces its first true test. Rising interest rates and a slowing economy will shock the business model.
Digital finance.
June 23, 640 America, New York. Wealth Tech 2022 Trends in the Greater Bay Area. Three experts share trends in digital wealth platforms, distribution and product, and how it fits into the GBA. The post-Wealth Tech 2022 Trends in the Greater Bay Area appeared first on digital finance.
Global economy.
June 23, 635 America, New York. Ireland's AIB fined 83 million euros over tracker mortgage scandal. Country's second biggest lender failed to give customers access to cheap interest rates.
Finance and economics.
June 23, 623 America, New York. The Bank of Japan v. the markets. Investors are testing the central bank's promise to keep yields low.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 23, 6 o'clock America, New York. Slippery slopes exist. The case of no-fly lists. I don't know where from the strange idea comes that a slippery slope argument is a kind of logical fallacy. It is an institutional or political economy concept, not a logical one.
Global economy.
June 23, 556 America, New York. Norway makes surprise 50 basis point rise. Policymakers in Oslo announce biggest rate increase in almost two decades.